Aging Today is made possible in part by FSU's Pepper Institute on Aging and Public Policy and the Claude Pepper Center, researching the challenges and possibilities of an aging society.
This week's Aging Today question is, why are older adults especially vulnerable to financial exploitation? Thanks to Ann Barrett, Pepper Institute Director, for this week's script. An early sign of cognitive impairment is difficulty managing money, making older people susceptible to scams or to financial abuse by family or friends. But even without cognitive impairment, the ability to judge trustworthiness can decline in later life, making older adults prey to false claims and malign attentions. And of course, poor physical health makes many older people dependent on others, some of whom may be untrustworthy. While well-off older adults are often targeted, those living in poverty are, in fact, at even greater risk and are taken advantage of because they have a place to live, equity in a home, or a regular source of income like Social Security. Elder financial exploitation has increased over the past several decades, and one reason is the move away from defined benefit retirement plans and toward defined contribution ones. This shift means that many older adults, rather than plan administrators, now manage their own savings and investments. Self-managed plans put retirees at greater risk because their entire nest egg could be stolen in one fell swoop.
Listen to archives of Aging Today at WFSU.org/Aging Today. Aging Today is a service of FSU's Pepper Institute on Aging and Public Policy, the Claude Pepper Center, and WFSU. Content provided is the opinion of the sponsors and not of WFSU.